105 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kxe.org. Again, I'm your volunteer host tonight, Mike Berry. 1 hour just flew by. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have a rockabilly. It's the KXE After Dark series, which has been a fantastic success. Ken McBride, Mark Hicks, will be kicking that off in an hour. I'll be listening to that indeed. So let's see. Let's start off with a new set of questions here. Got a couple questions of 1980s music. Which band was Too Shy Shy in 1983? Who was the lead singer of the Pet Shop Boys? Which rock act did Billy Duffy play guitar for? And which band led the mainstream goth movement? Moving on to others. What city is served by McCarran International Airport? In which year of World War II was the German battleship Bismarck sunk in the Atlantic Ocean? Which year on that? What was David Bowie's first U.S. number one single? What is the title of Thomas Harris's sequel to Silence of the Lambs? And what series of role-playing video games developed by Bethesda Softworks has installments called Oblivion and Skyrim? Which Asian country has the only national flag in the world with more than four sides? And if you were to drill a hole from Auckland in New Zealand directly through the center of the earth, in which country would you emerge on the other side of the world? And what's the largest country in the world in terms of area that ends with Stan, S-T-A-N? And how many Ivy League universities are there in Massachusetts? 218-326-1234. Back to the phones in Bemidji. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Ed from the Sioux Line Group.
Yeah.
And the song Too Shy to Shy is by Kaja Goo Goo.
Yes, it is. You got it. So.
And I want to do a big shout out to my buddy Brian Lammy next to me, who shouted it out at the same time I did. And this is the Sioux Line Gang. Usually Sean speaks for all of us, but he passed it on to me because he just didn't understand the language.
Team sport. It's a team sport there. So.
Team sport. Thanks a lot, my friends, for all you do.
Keep on calling in. Yep, so long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, calling in with a guest to the first country alphabetically in the top 10 most populous countries.
Yes.
Is it Bangladesh?
Bangladesh is correct. You got it.
Awesome. Thanks. Great show tonight. Calling from Sudbury.
All right. We'll keep on calling.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this thing's from the garage.
Yeah.
Has anybody answered that Douglas Hyde question about he's the president of wherever he is from?
Yeah, nobody has. You're the first one to call in on that.
Is that Ireland?
Ireland is correct.
Okay. I was just checking. And then that Pele question that I was listening through and whatever the guy said that, how was that answered? Pele's final.
Yeah, he played his last game of professional soccer in which U.S. stadium?
Okay. Well, he played an exhibition game in that in Giants Stadium, but I think he played his actually professional game was in Civic Stadium.
Oh, well, I had Giants Stadium, and I think the exhibitions counted. So,
Paid for it. So. But I think that was... whatever game, I don't know which one came first or whatever. You know,
okay.
Whether they played a game after or not. So
we'll have to check
anyway.
It out.
Okay. Well, thanks. And shout out to, I think the boys in the sack and Corrine are listening tonight. Peg,
right.
My
thank you.
Wife's watching partner. And we'll listen and see if I can get in again.
Keep on calling. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
So bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Is that Parmesan? Is that from sheep's milk?
I got something else. Someone answered
you do.
Cow. It's from a cow.
It is cow.
Yeah, I guess it
okay.
is.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike.
That's unique. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese tonight.
Hi, I'd like to answer the Oblivion and Skyrim question.
Yeah, what do you got?
That would be the Elder Scrolls.
You are correct. The Elder Scrolls.
Awesome. This is Tanner over in Superior here in Wisconsin. So great show tonight. And keep on keeping on.
Well, thanks for calling in. Keep on.
Yep. So, bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I've got an answer on the largest land area for a stand country.
Yeah.
Is it Tajikistan?
I've got something different. So.
All right.
Okay. Where are you calling in from?
John from Gun Lake.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I have an answer to the question about the sequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I think it's Hannibal.
Hannibal is right.
Absolutely. Thank you. I want to give a shout-out to Annie from Parts Unknown. This is Klaus from Northeast.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that. So.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I just like saying Turkmenistan, but that's probably wrong.
It's not correct, but it is a good word.
Well, okay. Was Fame David Bowie's first U.S. hit?
It was. His first U.S. number one single.
Awesome. Ed from Sierra Lake.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is the Ling from Northfield, and yeah. We have an answer about the airport.
Yeah.
Is it... Oh, my son Forrest wants to answer it.
Okay.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Your son is correct. Yes, Las Vegas is McCarran International Airport.
Awesome. Thank you. Can we give a shout-out to the AQO Islanders?
Sure, please do.
Awesome. Thank you. This is Link from Northfield.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yep. Bye.
Which author's books include The Bell, Under the Net, and The Severed Head? Who was the only member of Monty Python not to attend Oxford or Cambridge University? What is both the name of an alien race in Doctor Who and also the name of the mother of Caliban in Shakespeare's The Tempest? Which cover of an Otis Redding song was, in 1967, a number one hit by Aretha Franklin? What age must a person be in order to be a U.S. senator? And what nickname was given to the suspected serial killer Albert DeSalvo? Which U.S. state has land borders with both Quebec and Ontario? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with Green Cheese.
Oh, wow. Can't find my mute button. That Stan country, is it Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan is correct, yes. You've got it.
Oh, that is it?
Yes.
I never get those. I get those Stan things all confused, but wow, I guess the right one. I know it looks pretty big on the map, so. Okay, this is Cass from Murray Township.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in tonight, sir.
All right. Good show, Mike.
Yep, thank you.
Yep. All right. Bye now.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'm calling with an answer to the Billy Duffy question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's The Cult.
Yes, you got
1986
it.
Album Electric.
Yes.
If anybody's interested, my friend Dan Sword and I will be playing Wildflower from that album at the Uptown VFW on November 8th, just letting everybody know. And then I got one more for you, the Too Shy to Shy,
yeah.
Kaja Gugu.
Kaja Gugu, yes, you're right. So,
all right, we're calling Eric and Susan from Amen Lake. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Yep, so long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes! Cass called in. He got in. He's still kicking. I'd love to hear it.
Yep. So.
So didn't you have a question about some emo band?
Well, let's see. Which band led the mainstream goth movement? Is that the one you're referring to?
I thought there was an evil one, but maybe I'm making up my head.
You're hearing voices, is that what you're saying? So, the lead singer of the Pet Shop Boys?
Yeah, that's not it either. I guess I'm making up questions in my head, and I thought you would ask what, like, who is the lead singer of the most popular emo band, and I was going to say that was Kurt Cobain, lead singer of Nirvana, because they were totally emo, man, a bunch of whining, sniveling dudes.
You're just stirring it up tonight, aren't you? So.
Keith from Parts Unknown, let me get a shout-out to the Kilgore Scouts and the Garage Sale Ninjas,
yes.
The new king and queen.
Yes.
Adios.
Yes, thank you. We were at the same table after the picnic. Early endorsement for next year's picnic as well. So, hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The new king and queen.
Yeah, hey. What was the... Now I forgot the question. Somebody got my Kazakhstan, but now I don't have any R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Ah.
That was Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, what's... Yes, Respect, the Otis Redding cover. So, yep.
So, in fact, he was quoted saying, "She stole my song," when he heard it.
Well, she did a pretty good job of it, but...
She did.
It is Otis Redding. So.
Clambake, Cass Lake, East Siders.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
A good one.
Yep, bye.
Yep, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Kazakhstan is the largest country in Kazakhstan.
You are right. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Milwaukee, Taki, or...
All right. Well, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks for hosting.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I have an answer for the Otis Redding question.
Yeah.
I want to say the song Respect.
It is. You've got it.
Awesome. So, I'll do a shout-out to my family on the range. I'm Munchie in Delano.
In Delano. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yep. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Laura and David. The one we have is the flag is Nepal with the more than 4 sides.
Yes, and do you know how many sides it has by chance?
He said it was like 2 triangles, so I don't know how many, but maybe like 5?
5 is correct. You got it. Nepal and 5 sides.
Okay, and I'm really excited to say that we're calling from Antarctica. We're in McMurdo Station. I'm from Minnesota, but we're in Antarctica right now.
Are you serious? Ooh. Antarctica?
Yes, well, I'm serious.
What, obviously work-related?
Yep, we're here for work.
Okay, well... Stay safe, and thanks for calling on the top of the world.
Thank you, and I would like to shout out Cole in Portland if he's listening.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Is Terry Gilliam the only one who didn't go to school?
He's the only one who didn't attend Oxford or Cambridge. Yes, Terry Gilliam.
That's correct?
It is correct.
Awesome. That was a good guess. All right. Ed from Saran Lake.
Thanks, Ed.
Good job.
Yep.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
And good evening again, Green Cheese Canada here. I think this must be a record for being able to get through.
Lucky dialing. Yeah.
Okay. So the state that borders the provinces of Ontario and Quebec. At first, I was thinking Vermont, but Vermont does not border Ontario, so it would be New York State.
New York is correct. You've got it. So.
Beautiful. Okay, good stuff. Shout out to that young lady that just called in from Antarctica. That is really cool.
It is.
And also, I'll echo the sentiments from Keech to Cass. It was good to hear him. It's been quite a while. So,
yes.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Yep.
Take care, Mike.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike.
Yes.
Did anyone answer the band that kind of led the goth music?
Nobody has.
So I'm sitting here on national holiday of Randy Bachman's birthday.
Yes.
On a very controversial night.
Yep.
And I believe the band was Bauhaus.
Now I've got something different.
Oh. All right, man.
So, but keep on calling in. Keep on guessing.
I'll keep on calling.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks. Yep.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I have an answer to the 1967 song by Aretha Franklin, written by Otis Redding.
What you got?
It's Respect.
Yes, Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Cheers. So this is Nick from Northeast, giving a shout-out to Brian Joe Bachman, also from Northeast.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, it's been months since I was able to get in.
Well,
this is Pacemaker Jim.
Oh, okay.
The Monty Python, not going to, was it Oxford or Cambridge? That's Terry Gilliam, isn't it?
It is. Terry Gilliam is right.
And did he have a Minnesota connection?
I don't know. I met Michael Palin in Minneapolis, if that counts. But
well, there you go. That's connected.
That counts, yeah. That counts, yeah. That's so local. That's such a local reference. So.
Just want to do a shout-out to my bride, the First Lady of Cambridge. It's her birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to her.
Celebrating by listening in to Green Cheese and having some cake. So, good job.
And we're honored that you're celebrating, and she is celebrating her birthday by listening to our show tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. A couple questions here. From the French word for allocating, what name is given to the system of sorting patients according to their need of care? Which country in Africa has the exact same name in English as its capital city? Who invented dynamite? And which science fiction writer came up with the laws of robotics, otherwise known as the three laws of robotics? Which science fiction writer? What were the names of the human-looking robots in the movie Blade Runner? Which failed McDonald's burger featured a separately packaged hot and cold side? And which country is the leading producer of spice with 1.1 million metric tons? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
So, Alfred Nobel invented dynamite.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes, you're right.
But I wanted to call in earlier to answer the ordinary people one that a lot of people did get right away.
Yeah.
And Robert Redford. I just wanted to let people know about the connection that Robert Redford had to the Minneapolis, St. Paul area and a popular Chinese food chain called Lian Chin. And it was largely because of Robert Redford, Sean Connery, and Carl Polad, who all helped to financially get the backing for that that Lian Chin to get her restaurant off the ground.
I did not know that. That is news.
It was pretty. I was watching Katie Chin being interviewed, and she talked about Connery being at a party where her mother was catering it, and it meant a lot to me because I worked for them for 13 years. So, yeah, Robert Redford, Sean Connery, and Polad. You know, who knew they were all good buddies.
I would never put those three together.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the show. You're doing a great job. This is John from Grand Rapids again.
Appreciate that, John. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes. My husband says the closest country to the United States is France because of the archipelago Saint Pierre and Miquelon. In St. Lawrence River.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but interesting. So, boy, we had Russia and Cuba there.
Because otherwise it's Russia with the island that's near in the Bering Sea.
Right. Russia was one of them. Yeah, you're right. So where are you calling in from?
Windsong Island on Smith Lake.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Tanner from Superior calling again. I want to take a stab at the band that started the goth movement.
Yes.
Is that The Cure?
The Cure. Yes, you're right. So.
Awesome. And then I do have a correction. I know that somebody called it earlier and said that Nirvana started the emo movement.
Yeah.
No, they were the start of grunge.
Yeah, I think tongue was in cheek when he was.
I like it. But keep up the good show, bud. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Bye now.
A few more 80s questions here. Which band broke chart records with The Final Countdown? What comic book did the Thompson Twins get their name from? And which 1960s prog rock band had a comeback with Owner of a Lonely Heart? Wild Boo Yonder, Old Gay Hill Road China, and American Beauty are cultivars of which flower? The video for which Coldplay song features Chris Martin walking in slow motion at Studland Bay? 2 and 8. 326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, you had a question about Albert DeSalvo?
Yes, what was his nickname, nickname given to him?
Was he the Boston Strangler?
The Boston Strangler, yes. So, you got it.
All right.
So, where are you calling in from?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all campers out there, and this is the Togo Bow Camp crew.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in from the campground.
Wonderful show. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yep. Bye. So
bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I was calling about the goth question.
Yeah.
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
It was a total guess. I was kind of sticking to my guns on that one, but... this is the Aikyo Islanders, and I'd like to give a shout-out to our newly engaged couple, our daughter and Ty Curry, and congratulations to them, and we are so excited. They're listening tonight, too, so
all right, well,
I would just like to give that shout-out to them.
Well, congrats to them, and congrats to you as well. It's a big, big deal.
Yes, thank you so much. Have all a great night.
You too.
Great
Thanks.
Show.
Thank you. Nope, on that one. So let's try that. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike.
Yes.
Calling with a correction.
Okay.
Alfred Nobel did not invent dynamite.
Oh, yeah?
Jimmy Walker invented dynamite as J.J. Evans.
That's so.
He was Slim Black and Dynamite! Keep from parts unknown, idiots.
All right. Alternative history calling tonight, so. See a few more questions here. Well, we have a couple open here. If you were to drill a hole from Auckland in New Zealand directly through the center of the earth, what country would you come out on the other side of the world? How many Ivy League universities are in Massachusetts? In which year was the Bismarck sunk in World War II? What science fiction writer came up with the laws of robotics? What were the names of the human-looking robots in Blade Runner? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. This is Granty Poo from
yes.
Northeast.
Hello.
I'm going to try to answer. I missed the last caller, but did anybody answer the question about iRobot?
No, the laws of robotics. Is that the one?
Yes, that would be Isaac Asimov.
Yes, Isaac Asimov. So the three
All
laws
right.
of robotics. So
yes, the three laws, yes. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Lynn on Swan Lake, my beautiful wife, Brandy Jo.
Yes.
And Keats from Parts Unknown.
Right. And Grant, by chance, do you know the three laws of robotics by chance or any of them?
One is... do not harm other humans. Do not destroy oneself. I can't remember the third one.
Well, you got the first one. The robot may not injure a human. And then a robot must obey orders from a human except where they conflict with the first law. And a robot must protect its own existence as long as it doesn't conflict with the first or second law.
Yep.
I knew you knew. Well, thank you, sir. Right. Thanks for calling in.
I'll see you soon.
Yes. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. You asked a bunch of questions in a row that I knew the answer to, but now I've forgotten most of them. Okay. So I'm going to go with the Final Countdown song. Has anybody answered that one?
You're the first one.
Then I'm going to go with Europe.
Europe, got it, yes. So.
Excellent. This is Becker Sonic Group, and I'd like to do a shout-out to all the Minnesotans away from home listening to this for a taste of home.
Yes, thanks for doing that.
All right, have a good night.
Yep. Bye.
Jeff.
And we receive support from Clockout Brewery Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old-world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday from noon to 6. More at clockoutbrewing.com. And got a few questions out there, but let's see. The Carlsbad Caverns are in the Guadalupe Mountains of what state? In Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel said goodbye to which American architect? In the Winnie the Pooh series, what is the name of Roo's mother? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, Craig again.
Craig, first of all, happy birthday weekend to you.
Oh, thank you. The French word for sorting is triage.
Yes, right in your wheelhouse. So, you got it.
Did many a times doing that in the military.
Practice.
Anyway, give a shout out to our cousins visiting, Travis and Kat Tubbs.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the show.
Are you guys having a good weekend down there? Hooting and hollering?
Yep, we are. Okay. I'm trying to.
Say hi to them. So.
Will do.
Thanks. Yep.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Garage Sale Ninjas again.
Yeah.
You had a question about Owner of a Lonely Heart?
Yes. Who was that?
The King of Few Words says yes.
The King is right. The King is right.
And shout out back to Keech and another shout out to the Kilgore Scouts. And you are really doing a great job. You're rocking it tonight. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
All right.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
It's a spice question. Is that India?
It is India. They are the leading producer of spices.
And can I do a shout-out to Oli?
Sure.
Bye.
Okay, thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
Hey. The answer to the robots in Blade Runner were replicants.
Replicants. It is. You're right.
And a shout out to Keech because he's such a kick.
That am I.
He is. He is. He brings it. He brings it to us. So.
Thank you so much, Mikey.
Thank you.
Doing a great show.
Appreciate that. Yep. So long. Got a few questions that have not been answered yet. At what age must a person be in order to be a U.S. senator? What's both the name of an alien race in Doctor Who and also the name of the mother of Caliban in Shakespeare's The Tempest? Which country in Africa has the same name in English as its capital city? What's the name used for the navies of Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Mexico? No one's getting that drill a hole of that. And, let's go on to the phones now. So, hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I hear you just got replicant, so how about you got to be 35 to be a whatever you're looking for?
A senator? 35 is for president, but it's different for a senator.
45 is president.
I think it's 35.
Okay. Well, I'm wrong on all,
So, well, I got to check again. So, been that kind of night. Where are you calling in from?
Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
Okay. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I don't feel confident about this answer at all, but the one about the alien race on Doctor Who, Dalit?
It's not it. It's not the Daleks or the Daleks or that. It's something else.
Yeah.
Something else. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
So, okay. Oops. Well, it was worth a try.
No problem.
This is Migrating Warblers, and I'll just give a shout-out to those folks up in Sudbury and keep sending those migrating birds down our way from Canada.
Indeed, indeed. It's bird-watching season. Well, every year,
so. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep.
So. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I was calling in about the question about Rue's mom's name from
yes.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Would it be Kanga?
It is Kanga. You are correct.
Okay.
So, where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Pengilly area. I'm actually technically out on my bike right now, so I'm not really in my home location. So I'm on the shores of the Swan River right now.
Okay. So you're not riding right now?
At the exact moment, no.
Okay,
I'm parked and
okay.
Stationary.
Be safe.
But I was riding and listening in, but I found a nice little spot to take a break and listen in. And after 27 calls, I got through, so that was cool.
Well, it's a nice way to spend an evening. So.
Yeah, it was actually quite perfect.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yep. So long.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hi. This is Becky from St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging out at Itasca State Park tonight with my family.
Cool.
I have the answer, and I think someone just answered it, but the mother of the baby Rue is Kanga.
It is. You're right. Correct. So.
Yes. But a big shout out to the Aikio Islanders who are hanging out with us tonight. Shout out to Joe and Seth, and congrats to Carly and Todd.
No doubt. No doubt. So thanks. So
yeah.
Have a good night at Itasca, just a few miles away from us. So.
Yeah, not far.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, I think I got a couple answers for you. Can you repeat the question about the Bridge Over Troubled Water?
Yes, in that song, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel said goodbye to which American architect?
Okay, so they don't mention him necessarily by name, right? That must be like Ceylon Silver Girl or... But I do know that they wrote a song called So Long, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes, that's what I have.
But I don't think they mentioned him by name in Bridge Over Troubled Water. But and then the other question I think I have is the sinking of the Bismarck.
Yeah.
Guessing maybe 1814.
No, it was in World War II, so...
The Bismarck. Oh,
yeah,
all right.
The German battleship, yeah. Bismarck, yeah.
All right, I'm thinking of something else.
all right,
thanks.
Thanks for calling. Yep.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, hello. I was just calling in about the sinking of the Bismarck.
Yeah.
Was that 1940?
Got something different. Something different on that.
I know I'm 1 year off, but I appreciate that. I just wanted to give a shout out to everyone down at the Now Then Heritage Festival.
Okay, where's that at?
Now Then?
Yeah.
Northern Anoka County.
Okay. So, thanks for that.
Well, have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. The Wizard of Ameland and I, Nancy from beautiful downtown Ameland, think the Bismarck was sunk in 1941.
Bingo. You got it. So.
Did you get the answer to the questions about one of the things was American Beauty? And
no.
There were names of...
No,
is it roses?
Rose is right. Wild Bull Yonder, Old Gay Hill Road, China, and American Beauty. So,
yeah, roses. American Beauty is what gave it away.
Okay. So cool.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, Nancy just stole the answer from me. We thank the mighty Bismarck and the... Johnny Horton had a heck of a song about that.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Rose.
Going to take a stab at that. Going to take a stab at that. All those South American Navy. What do they call themselves?
Yeah, what's?
I've been clowning around all night, but I'm going to say, do they call themselves the Armada?
Yes, you've got it. You're the first one to call in on that. That's been out there.
One. Hit that bell. All right, Keith from Parts Unknown. Shout out to Nancy from beautiful downtown Avalon for stealing my answer prior. Adios.
She dialed quicker. Thanks. So, okay, a few more questions out there. We got the 80s out there. So a couple questions about opening lines of songs. So first one, She's a Witch of Trouble in Electric Blue is the first line of the first verse of this Cream single. I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand walking through the streets of Soho in the rain is the first line to what song? Bass, how low can you go? Death Row, what a brother knows is the opening line of what song? And a candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. First line of what song and the artist? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. My sweetheart here who's loves history and learned this in high school says you got to be 30 years old to be a senator.
30 is correct.
And 35 to be a president.
Yep.
She learned a lot in high school. I learned very little in high school, but I retired before all my classmates.
Okay. That counts for a lot. Yeah.
Right? Doesn't that count?
It does. It does. I mean, I think I learned a lot, but I forgot what I learned, so I don't know if that counts.
Exactly.
Werewolves of London.
And the song that starts with Chinese Menu and Werewolves of London, Warren yes. Zevon.
Excellent. Yes. Yes. Great piece.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, we wanted to try to answer the one where you're saying you go through the globe and yes. From Auckland?
Yes.
You end up where?
Yes, where do you? If you went straight through.
We're going to say South Africa.
No, I got something different.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, if nobody answers this by the end of the night, we are on Leech Lake. 10 of us, each person has a whole different kind of answer from all over the map. So I hope that you can give us the answer.
I will. But just to think, from Auckland, New Zealand, you go right through the center of the earth, and where would you come out on the other side? So that is the question still out there. So,
okay, awesome. This is Oldies Outpost giving a shout-out to Simon. He actually gave one of us an ambulance ride. All is good, but just wanted to give him a shout-out and say thanks.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it? So.
It is, yep, and we recognized his accent, and he said, hey, I'm Simon, and we're like, wait, Simon from Green Cheese in the back of the ambulance. So, yeah, it was a good conversation all the way to Duluth.
That is incredible. So
yeah, so, yeah. So hi, Simon.
Okay, thanks.
So, all right, thank you.
Yep, so long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I would like to answer the question about the Ivy League school.
Yeah.
I think it's Harvard is the only one in Massachusetts, so I think there's only one.
You are correct.
That's what I was pretty positive it was only one.
Yep.
Unless that was a trick question.
Yep, yep. No trick, but you got it. So.
Okay, so this is the Nimoy Loons calling, and I would like to give a shout-out to Migrating Warblers and my nephew, William James.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. So long.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. Kilgore Scouts one more time.
Yeah.
I got to take a shot at the Doctor Who Shakespearean character name.
Yeah.
I believe it is the Sycorax.
You got it. You are. You guys are Doctor Who scholars.
Right.
I,
you know. Well, I had to get one question right tonight. It had to be the nerdiest one.
Well, you got it. You got
Thanks
it.
A lot, man.
Yep.
Have a great night.
Yep. Thanks. Okay, let's. We got a couple long questions out there. How long did Robinson Crusoe spend on the island in the book? What failed McDonald's burger featured a separately packaged hot side and a cold side? The video for which Coldplay song features Chris Martin walking in slow motion at Studland Bay? Which author's books include The Bell, Under the Net, and The Severed Head? And those have been answered. Which country in Africa has exactly the same name in English as its capital city? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike,
yes.
I'm going to try to redeem myself on the music question.
Well, okay.
That's Bob. All right, so opening lyric, bass, hello, can you go?
Yes.
Bring the noise.
Indeed. You got that one. So.
Woohoo, and Keach was kind of on the right track with Who Invented Dynamite. It wasn't Jimmy Walker. It was AC/DC because they were both TNT and Dynamite.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So,
all right, sir.
Yes, all right.
Great show.
Thanks. Yep, bye.
All right, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike, I'm sorry to call again soon, but I love Roy Orbison and a candy-colored clown they call the Sandman is only in dreams.
Yes. Dreams, Roy Orbison. You got it.
Yep, I just love him. Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Nancy.
I'll quit calling now.
No, yeah, no,
bye-bye.
No. Keep on.
So, yep. Okay.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did anybody answer the question, what state is Carlsbad Cavern in?
No one has yet. What do you got?
New Mexico.
You got it. So.
Excellent. I'd like to do a shout-out to Brother Dave.
All right. To Brother Dave. Thanks
this
for calling.
This is Rich from the Riverton Mansion.
Okay.
And shout-out to Dog's Right.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate
Have a good
it.
Evening.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. We receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Christina Galas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And support for KXE comes from Edwards LaPlante Construction in Grand Rapids, providing new residential construction, remodeling, siding, and window projects since 1957. More information at edwardslaplante.com. A few minutes left here, about 15 minutes or so. A reminder that after this show at 9 o'clock begins the KXE After Dark. Tonight is Rockabilly, Ken McBride, and Mark Hicks. Let's get a few more questions out there as we end the night. In the books of Beatrix Potter, Simpkin and Tabitha Twitchit are what kinds of animal? Which is the only one of the seven wonders of the ancient world that is still intact? How many yards wide is a soccer goal? And what does the Rex part of the name Tyrannosaurus Rex mean? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about a song with the lyrics that started with something about the Sandman.
Yeah, it was a candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night is the first line of what song?
I'm going to go with Running Scared by Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison is correct, but it's a different title.
What?
And someone got it early. It was Dreams. So,
yeah. Thanks.
So, and where are you calling in from?
It was Andy in Vergas.
Ah, Vergas. Okay. Well, keep on. Keep on calling. It's a good song. So.
Yeah, bye.
Yep. So. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, so the lyric from Cream.
Yes.
Was, I believe it was Strange Brew.
She's a witch of trouble in electric blue. Strange Brew is the, yes, you got it.
Hey, I remembered. So this is Oregon Caveman calling from smoky and hazy Grants Pass, Oregon.
Ah, yes. Okay.
And I'll give a quick shout out to the Nuthouse off Nuthatch.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, have a great night.
You
Thanks.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I have an answer to the question about the song that starts, She's a Witch of Trouble in Electric Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cream's Strange Brew.
Strange Brew. You're right.
Cheers. This is Klaus from Northeast giving a shout-out to Keach from Parts Unknown.
All right. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, he just got my answer. The Cream.
What did you
Cream,
have?
One of the best bands ever, I think.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah.
And shout out to Keach. I didn't realize Randy Bachman also did Guess Who, and so
yes, you're right.
He was really talented.
He's the founder of Guess Who and BTO.
Yeah. Cass.
Well, thanks for calling in again, Cass. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. So long.
Good night.
We have two other music questions out there. Who is the lead singer of the Pet Shop Boys, and what comic book did the Thompson Twins get their name from? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
God, I've been on hold so long, the poll ads just sold the Twins.
If true, good news everywhere, but appreciate you hanging out with us. So.
I love it. Hey, did you hear the Twins hired Amy Spencer?
No.
Yeah, she's going to teach them how to hit and run.
Oh.
Hey, that's an old joke from way back. Oh, I've had a couple 13, 14 beers. You know who this is.
Okay.
This is Rhinestone from the Biffy.
Okay.
Throw me a softball. I've been on hold so long. Like I said, the Wild just won a Stanley Cup. Where are we at?
How many yards wide is a soccer goal? You got that?
It's how many yards? Is it centimeters or is that feet?
Yards.
Or it's feet, 6 feet. I don't know, 6 yards.
That's not it. Let's see.
Much of a goalkeeper, but hey, I want to send a shout out to everybody out there, and also the Crab Gals. Way to gatekeep earlier.
Oh no! Yeah, that's great.
So anyway, I just want to send a shout out to me boy Brett the Jet, my pal Mark Thomas Herter, and my gal Celeste. She's the best. God love her. What a night we've had, and always change them furnace filters monthly.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Munchie and Donald again. And did anyone answer the question about the McDonald's failed sandwich?
Nobody has. I thought that would get right away, but what do you have?
McDLT.
Yes, McDLT, that famous flop. And I thought that would be a gimme right away, but no one did. So.
Me too.
So, okay.
I'll do a shout-out to Curveball Kent and the Paddle Buddies.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, it's Sean again from the Sioux Line crew.
Yeah.
I have an answer for the McDonald's question,
okay.
Informed by people who were alive during the 1970s.
Okay.
And they said it is the McDLT.
Yes.
And it was obsolete because of the styrofoam container.
It failed because of something, and I'm wondering, I think it was in the 80s, not the 70s.
Nope, 80s, but 70s. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was alive in the 80s. But
well, if you're old like me.
Not barely alive in the 80s.
Okay. It counts. And where are you calling in from, then?
The Soo Line crew in Gordon, Wisconsin.
Right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Only 200 calls to get in.
Well, your persistence paid off. So
yeah. Thanks for a great show, Mike.
Thank you. Yep. So long.
All right. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I'd like to answer the question about the ancient wonder of the world that's still standing.
Yeah.
I think that's the pyramid in Egypt and, Giza.
The Great Pyramids
Great Pyramid of Giza.
You got it. So.
All right. Okay. This is Migrating Warblers, and just a shout-out to those nine more loons.
Yes, indeed. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Two more questions here. In Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book, what animal is Shere Khan? And who was the 1942 painting Nighthawks painted by? With several old ones there. McDLT went off. The video for which Coldplay song features Chris Martin walking in slow motion at Studland Bay? And looking to see the other ones here. What? Let's go to the phones here. Let's do it. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Mikey.
Yes, you're on air.
Yeah, we got an answer for that. I think that Pet Shop Boys' lead singer was Neil Tennant.
You got it. Neil Tennant.
Oh, God, I'm glad we got that out of the air tonight, you know?
Yeah,
I could have slept if we wouldn't have figured that out.
Thank you for answering that. It's been out there for a while. I was kind of getting worried. So.
I'm glad we got it solved. So.
Is the soccer net 8 yards?
The soccer goal is 8 yards, yes. So
we're knocking them off, Mikey. We're knocking them off so we can all sleep tonight.
We want to leave with zero questions unanswered. So.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yes.
Did a great job tonight. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Yep. So. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, calling in with an answer to the Tyrannosaurus Rex question.
Yes.
I believe Rex stands for king.
It does. It does. So.
Awesome. I knew Regina was queen, so I figured that would make sense.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Appreciate
Have
that.
A great day.
And where are you calling in from?
Hi. Calling from Sudbury, and shout out back to the Migrating Warblers.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Thanks. So, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is AZ calling from the Smoke Shack on Cass Lake. I'm calling about the soccer goal question.
Yeah.
Is it 4.7 yards?
Someone just called in. It was 8 yards. It is 8 yards.
Eight yards.
Yeah.
Shoot. Thank you.
Okay. And where are you
calling? Shout out to the boys.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yep. So. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Michael. The Ivy League colleges,
yes.
My father-in-law was able to go to Harvard, and the other one is MIT, and he was accepted at both of them, and he went to Harvard. So
Harvard is one? Is MIT in the Ivy League?
Yes.
It is. Oh, got to look at that. Okay. Well, you got it. Well,
okay. Smart. Anyway. Great program, and you're doing a fabulous job. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
This is Swan Lake calling.
Appreciate that, Swan Lake.
Yep. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is Carol from Avon Hills. It's about the Shere Khan question.
Yeah.
And that's a tiger?
Yes, a Bengal tiger in the Jungle Book.
Oh, okay. And a shout-out to the Akio Islanders who are having a good time tonight.
Well, thanks. All right.
Okay.
Yep, so long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me? You're on the air.
Yes, okay. The answer to the Nighthawk painting?
Yeah.
That's
I think it's Edward Hopper.
Edward Hopper is correct.
Thank you.
All right. Where are you calling in from?
Tell them where you're from, man. Call from Ogilvy.
Whoops, got that. So. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, did anybody try and get the answer to the one about New Zealand? If you drill the hole through the center of the earth,
it's still open.
New Zealand, where bird it would come out, Ed?
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm kind of got an educated guess here because, you see, New Zealand is at about the 180 degree longitude, and Greenland is at zero, and, you know, 180 and zero is halfway around. So is it Greenland?
I've got something different.
Oh, man. I thought for sure that was right. I guess I'll have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, your math makes sense, but I've got it.
As a beer guzzler and brainer, give a shout out.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to my mom, Leona, joining me, listening to Green Cheese tonight.
Well, good, good. I hope you're having a good time, dude. I hope she's having a good time.
Yep. All right, have a good one. Bye.
Thanks. Yep. Okay, a couple of which comic book did the Thompson twins get their name from? If you were to drill a hole from Auckland in New Zealand directly through the center of the earth, in which country would you emerge on the other side? In the books of Beatrix Potter, Simpkin and Tabitha Twitchit are what kind of animal? Which country in Africa exactly the same name in English as its capital city? What author wrote the books The Bell, Under the Net, and The Severed Head? Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to give an answer to the last 7 wonders of the world that's still standing.
Yeah.
It's the Great Pyramid at Giza of Khufu.
You are correct. You've got it.
Awesome. This is Klaus from Northeast. I'd like to give a shout out to all the cheeses out there. Have a great night.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Okay, maybe one or two more here quick. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to give an answer to the last 7 wonders of the world, but still standing. Yeah.
Can't quite hear you. Can you?
Oh, hi. Hello. This is, sorry, I was walking away from my source. I was looking to answer the question about the Jungle Book about Shere Khan.
Yeah.
And it was a tiger, and I know it got answered, but it got answered from the same people that we're with. We're not with them, but they're in Itasca State Park. So
you're camping neighbors, but you both got it. So.
Yeah, our camping neighbors. Yeah. Yep, okay. Our family. So this is Ty and Charlie calling from Brit.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
One last one tonight. Let's have it. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, we're going to take, this is OJ and KJ from the Valley of Sunshine in Prairie City, Oregon.
Okay.
If you drill a hole, how about Portugal or Spain?
Take a pick.
Oh, Portugal.
That's not it.
Well, it must be Spain. Yay!
It is Spain. It is Spain. It's the last one, so I'm going to answer that. So you got it. So where are you calling in from?
Okay, cool. Oh, this is Prairie City, Oregon. OJ.
All right. Well, thanks for calling
in.
And
I'd like to give a shout out to the migrating warblers. I'm hoping they're seeing all the migrating warblers tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye.
Indeed. Bye. Thanks. Got the wrong one. Okay. Spain was the answer. Auckland, New Zealand. Drew up with a hole. Spain. To turn that down. Beatrix Potter. Those animals were cats. Yellow was the Coldplay video song to do this. Iris Murdoch wrote The Bell, Under the Net, and Severed Head. Djibouti, Africa, has the same name as its capital. The Thompson twins got their name from the comic Tintin. Let's see, Robinson Crusoe spent 28 years, 2 months, and 19 days on that. And I think that's where we got it. Thanks for joining tonight. Thanks for listening. Thank you for calling. Thanks for your participation. It's our callers who make the world go. Now, stay tuned for some rockabilly. Ken McCoy.